Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's quest for self-reliance in the semiconductor sector, the government of Odisha has just signed a landmark MOU with US Best Intel and 3D Glass Solutions, marking a crucial step towards bridging the gap in India's chip value chain. First, let us understand the context of this MOU. The pact aims to bring advanced semiconductor substrate manufacturing to India, a key missing link in the country's chip production. What makes this significant is that it complements 3D Glass Solutions' approximately 2,000 crore rupees heterogeneous integration packaging facility at Info Valley, Bhubaneswar, which is expected to produce 70,000 glass panels and 13,000 3DHI modules annually. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, who oversees electronics and IT, announced this deal, highlighting its importance for India's semiconductor ecosystem. But why does this matter? A semiconductor substrate is essentially the thin board, made of organic, ceramic, or increasingly glass materials, that holds multiple chip dies in a single package, routes electrical signals between them, and provides mechanical support, heat dissipation, and external pin connections. Substrates are the packaging layer, the last step before a chip ships to original equipment manufacturers, OEMs. Without domestic substrate capability, even Indian fabs would need to import substrates from countries like Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, or China. Now, let us delve deeper into the specifics of the MOU and the companies involved. 3D Glass Solutions, or 3DGS, is a key player in this agreement. It is worth noting that 3DGS has its roots in the United States, founded in 2010 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it originated the photodefinable glass technology from Sandia National Labs. This technology is crucial for the production of advanced glass substrates that enable higher density interconnects, lower power loss, and better thermal performance compared to traditional organic substrates. With that background in place, let us look at how this fits into India's broader semiconductor strategy. The India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, which was approved by the Cabinet with a budget of 76,000 crore rupees in December 2021, is a pivotal initiative aimed at promoting the development of the semiconductor ecosystem in India. The mission encompasses several schemes, including those for semiconductor fabs, display fabs, compound semiconductors, and design-linked incentives. As of late 2025, over 10 projects have been approved under ISM, with an investment of approximately 1.6 lakh crore rupees. Odisha's involvement in this MOU is particularly noteworthy as the state has been actively promoting its semiconductor policy since 2023. The state's push in this sector is part of a larger trend, with states like Gujarat, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, and Telangana also offering incentives to attract semiconductor manufacturing. This state-level competition is expected to boost India's semiconductor production capabilities. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The partnership with Intel and 3DGS under the ICET framework, which was launched in 2022 as an initiative on critical and emerging technology, signifies a deepening of the India's strategic tech partnership. Semiconductors are a flagship pillar of this initiative. This development is crucial for achieving Atmanirbhar Bharat in the chip sector, reducing dependence on foreign entities for critical components, and enhancing strategic autonomy, especially considering the geopolitical risks associated with reliance on countries like Taiwan for packaging. However, there are also challenges and watchpoints. Skilled workforce availability is a concern, as packaging requires cleanroom technicians, and the current pipeline is thin. The materials chain for glass, photoresists, etch chemicals, and abrasives is largely import-dependent, which poses a risk. Geopolitical factors, including the evolving U.S. export control posture, could affect technology transfer. Moreover, the state capacity of Odisha in handling tech projects is relatively shorter than that of states like Tamil Nadu or Karnataka. Intellectual property and trade secrets, particularly regarding 3DGS's patent-protected PDG technology, need careful management. So what exactly changed with this move? The agreement marks a significant step towards filling the substrate gap in India's semiconductor value chain. It paves the way for the development of advanced packaging technologies, enabling the production of high-density interconnects and lower power loss, which are critical for applications like artificial intelligence and high-performance computing. Now, let us turn to the way forward. Experts suggest that a compound semiconductor mission should be formalized as a separate mission under ISM 2.0. Additionally, there is a need for a skill mission focusing on packaging-specific ITI and NSDC partnerships with Intel and 3DGS. Developing a materials ecosystem, including glass, photoresists, etch chemicals, and abrasives, with production-linked incentives, PLI, is also crucial. University R&D centers, such as those at IIT Bhubaneswar, IIT Madras, and IIT Bombay, should be established for packaging research. Lastly, state coordination to create a common substrate packaging skill pool across states like Odisha, Telangana, and Karnataka is essential. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This development is relevant to GS Paper 3, covering science and technology, as well as the Indian economy. Remember, the topics of semiconductor manufacturing, Atmanirbhar Bharat, and strategic partnerships like ICET are significant for your exams. Note this carefully, the India Semiconductor Mission, with its various schemes and the involvement of states in promoting semiconductor manufacturing, is a key area of focus. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The MoU was signed on 29 May 2026 between the Government of Odisha, Intel, and 3D Glass Solutions. The site for the project is Info Valley, Bhubaneswar, Odisha, with an investment of approximately 2,000 crore rupees for the 3DGS Heterogeneous Integration Packaging Facility. The capacity of this facility is expected to be 70,000 glass panels per year, along with 13,000 3DHI modules annually. 3D Glass Solutions was founded in 2010 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it originated the photodefinable glass technology from Sandia National Labs. The India Semiconductor Mission has a budget of 76,000 crore rupees, with several schemes under it, including those for semiconductor fabs, display fabs, and design-linked incentives. In conclusion, the signing of the MoU between the Government of Odisha, Intel, and 3D Glass Solutions marks a significant step towards achieving self-reliance in India's semiconductor sector, bridging the critical substrate gap, and enhancing the country's strategic autonomy in the tech domain. This development has far-reaching implications for India's economic and technological growth, aligning with the goals of Atmanirbhar Bharat and positioning the country as a key player in the global semiconductor industry.